The results of Iran's presidential election today are eagerly awaited, and not just in Iran. The United States wants to know who it might be dealing with or not dealing with in the coming months, and Israel always keeps a close eye on Iran. The World's Matthew Bell is in Jerusalem. Matthew, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is giving a major address on Sunday. Is he expected to talk about Iran in any way?
You better believe it, Marco. Iran is always a big subject here in Israel. Iran's nuclear program is seen as a real threat across the whole political spectrum here. As far as the election going on today in Iran, of course, that's been a big story here. But there's sort of a consensus among many Israelis that think no matter who gets elected over there, the centrifuges will keep spinning and Iran will keep moving closer to being able to build a nuclear weapon. So that's the big thing on their minds.
Of course, there was another big address in the region not long ago, President Obama speaking in Cairo. Is Netanyahu's speech on Sunday being presented as a sort of retort or a response to Obama?
Absolutely. There's a headline in one of the Israeli papers today called Between Barack and a Hard Place, and it's got a picture of Benjamin Netanyahu on it. He's really in a catch-22. On one side, Netanyahu is dealing with a very popular American president, Barack Obama, who is putting the pressure on Israel on a couple of specific things. One thing, to stop the expansion of settlements, Jewish settlements in the West Bank, and to even stop what they call natural growth within the borders of the settlements, and then to get started with the peace process and work toward establishing a Palestinian state. These are two things that Benjamin Netanyahu himself, the politician, has opposed. I've got a quote right in front of me, Marco, from Netanyahu himself back in 2002. He said, "For the Palestinians, self-rule, yes. A state, no, flat out." So on the other side, Netanyahu is facing the people who are in his own government and then his supporters who elected him, who also have that same position. They want to expand the settlements and they're against establishing a Palestinian state.
It doesn't sound like Netanyahu has a whole lot of room to maneuver on this issue of settlements.
No, it's pretty easy to see how he could disappoint both Barack Obama and his political supporters here in Israel. One thing, you know, there's lots of speculation about what he's going to say in this speech. That one thing he could say is that he supports the roadmap that was signed in 2003 with the previous American administration. And in the roadmap, that says that the end goal is to establish a Palestinian state. So it'd be sort of saying that you're for a Palestinian state without really saying it.
Now, President Obama used his speech to sort of position himself and frame several issues, including the settlements. Is Benjamin Netanyahu's speech also going to be kind of framing the issues or maybe even reframing what President Obama said?
Absolutely. I mean, the speech is billed as a major policy address on how Netanyahu sees the peace process with the Palestinians moving forward. One thing he has said is he agrees with Barack Obama. Yes, I want to get the process back on track, restarted. But as we said, he's in a real catch-22 here. I talked to one political observer, Marco, and he was reminding me that Benjamin Netanyahu, his nickname is Bibi, in the past had earned the nickname Bibi Zig, Bibi Zag, because this is a very savvy politician who knows how to put his finger up and figure out which way the winds are blowing and go the way that he thinks he can survive.
Matthew, you're in Jerusalem now, but I understand you're about to travel to the Golan Heights. Remind us briefly where that is and why it's important.
Marco, that's the part of the country that's up north, and it's another piece of occupied land that Israel took control of in the 1967 war. It was previously controlled by Syria. I'm going to head up there and talk with some businesses about the possibility that, say, there was a peace agreement between Israel and Syria. How would it affect their businesses? How would it affect people's lives living up there?
Well, we look forward to hearing more about your trip next week. The World's Matthew Bell in Jerusalem. Thank you so much.
All right, Marco.